Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Today we continue our series on prayer, and the topic that we're looking at is praying for others. If you perhaps missed a week or you'd like to listen to one of the sermons again, they are online on our website if you'd like to go and listen to one of them or catch up on one of the sermons. They're all available there. So today we're looking at praying for others. And in some ways, praying for others has similar characteristics to praying for ourselves. One of the weeks we looked at was personal healing. But in another way, praying for others brings in a very new dimension. So let's look at this. So praying for others is similar to praying for other people in the fact that when we care for someone, we worry about them. If they are ill, we want them to be better. When they are struggling with something, we would like them to find comfort. We'd like them to find a solution. So the cares and worries about other people are the means in which the Lord draws us to Him, the way the Lord draws us into prayer. When we started the series, we used the image of Moses being drawn to the burning bush in an image of how the Lord draws us to Him in prayer. With our cares, with our needs, with our worries, we go to the Lord in prayer. But the Lord, after starting a conversation with Moses, said, "Moses, take off your shoes." So when we first approach the Lord in prayer, we bring to Him our concerns, we bring to Him our worries, we bring to Him our needs of the things of this world. And then the Lord says, "Now take off your shoes. Put aside something." And the thing that the Lord's asking us to put aside are the outermost things of our body. The outermost things of our life are the things that come in through our senses. The things that we worry about, right? We worry about the world. We worry about what's going to happen. Okay, in the outermost part of our life, we don't really trust in the Lord. Those things, those worries, those concerns are things of this world. They're things of our senses. They're things where we forget about the Lord. They're things where we forget about how the Lord is constantly working with us and that we should trust in Him. The Lord says, leave those things behind and raise yourself up. Raise your minds up now to higher things. So start in the worldly concerns. That's what brings us to the Lord. Share your cares and your worries and your concerns with the Lord, and then raise your minds up. And we have that image of the Lord after being baptized, praying, and as He's praying, heaven opening. That's what's available to each one of us. As we pray to the Lord, as we lift up our minds away from the world, and we lift up our minds, we are able to see into heaven. We're able to think more clearly about, well, the Lord is with me. The Lord does love me. The Lord does want my happiness. The Lord does want to give me heavenly things. So with the heavens open to us and we're able to see, as it were, into heaven, we're able to feel love that flows from the Lord. And then our prayers change. Our prayers then change for heavenly things. Lord, I'd love to have your trust in my life. Lord, I'd love to feel your comfort. Lord, give me your strength. Lord, help give me peace. Give me understanding. Give me wisdom. Those are things from heaven. Once we pray for those things of heaven, those prayers are now with us. Those requests are now with us. If we've prayed for strength to get through something difficult, then when we are going on our way to deal with that difficult thing, we take that prayer with us. We take that thinking, that request for strength with us as we go and approach that difficult thing that we've got to face in life. And we pray along the way for that strength. And what we will find is that as we face that difficult, that challenge in our life, we find the Lord's strength to get through that. The Lord is not there to take away the difficult things in life. Life isn't about an easy path. But the Lord says, I am with you. The Lord wants to walk with us. And if we're praying to the Lord for His heavenly qualities of strength, of courage, of understanding as we approach something in our lives, He will be there. He will give us those things. He will give us His. He will give us trust. He will give us confidence in Him. So that's personal prayer. Praying for others starts off exactly the same. Praying for others because we see they have a need, they are stressing about something, or they're ill. We have a need that we see. We go to the Lord. We pray to the Lord for that person. Lord, they are struggling, or they are ill, or they need your comfort, they need your strength, and we pray for them. And we can pray for earthly things. Lord, help them through that difficult relationship, or help them financially because they're struggling. Whatever the need is, we'll pray to the Lord. But again, the Lord says, lift up your minds. Lift up your minds now to heavenly things. And so we can pray to the Lord, Lord, bring them comfort, bring them strength, bring them understanding in that situation. But now something different happens. We are praying for somebody else. We're praying for somebody else. And we're praying to the Lord, give that person strength. Lord, give that person courage. Lord, give that person patience. But we carry that prayer. That is our prayer. If we have prayed that that person find strength, what does the Lord give us? The Lord gives us the opportunity to be that person's strength. If we have prayed, Lord, comfort that person, we carry that prayer. And the Lord gives us the opportunity to be that comfort for the person. So even though we are praying for others, the Lord is working with us and through us to other people. So praying for others is not just about praying to the Lord, Lord, that person needs strength, and then just leaving it out there for the Lord to sort out. It's not how the Lord works. The Lord works in us and through us. We are the Lord's hands and feet. We are here to love one another. We are here to work together. We are here to spread the comfort, spread the support, spread the trust in the Lord. Right? If we are asking the Lord to help that person trust in them, then that prayer is for ourselves too. Can I trust in the Lord? Can I give and show my trust of the Lord to the other person? Right? We are the Lord's hands and feet. When we are praying for other people, we have a part to play in the Lord's design. We have a part to play in the Lord's plan for that person. Because we care for them, we want the best for them, but we also do our best for them. That's what loving our neighbor consists of, those two things. Wanting the best and doing our best. We see someone in need, we love them, we want the best for them, we pray to the Lord, wishing the best for that person, and now we, working with the Lord, have a part to play in doing our best for them. So that brings hopefully a new idea into your minds. That praying is not just something that is out there. It's not just a request I put into the Lord and that He sorts out. But that the Lord wants and can only work in us and through us in helping other people. So what about enemies? What about our enemies? The Lord tells us, unfortunately, very clearly in His Word in Matthew 5, He says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for those who have hurt you." Now that's not so easy. That is a challenge that the Lord puts before us. Yes, it's easy to pray for the ones that we love. That's easy. We can pray for those. But the Lord now says to us, pray for those that have hurt us, that have used us. But that mechanism of prayer still works in exactly the same way. So think of an example in your life, perhaps. Someone, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's some in the traffic or someone at the shop who you have had an argument with, right? You've gotten angry with. They are now your enemy. They have hurt you. You don't really want to pray for them. But if the Lord says we need to pray for them, then we need to pray for them. And so perhaps you go and you pray to the Lord, "Lord, please help them see the hurt that they've caused. Please help them see the error in their way. Please help them change the way they are thinking or the way they are acting." That's where our prayer starts. But the Lord says, lift your mind above that. Lift your mind up into heaven. Because in that moment, we are still not loving that person. Right? Our thought is for ourselves. Our thought is, well, I don't want to change, they must change. Or I didn't do wrong, it was them who did wrong. Okay? There is an unwillingness to see what we have done. Unwillingness to see our part in the hurt and the pain. And so the Lord asks us, open up our minds, lift up our thinking. If we turn to the Lord's Prayer, we prayed it this morning. It's got prayer for others there. "Forgive us our debts, Lord, as we also forgive our debtors." Forgiving our debtors, forgiving those who have hurt us. The debt that we feel we are owed is normally an apology. Okay? We feel that we are owed a change. We are owed something by them to make the situation better. The Lord says, forgive your debtors. Don't expect an apology. What is your part to play in this? So forgiveness is a part of praying for others. Lifting our minds up and seeing, well, what is my part to play? But also, why am I judging that person by that one aspect, by that one incident? Now that whole person, I've judged that whole person by that one thing that they did. The Lord asks us to put that aside. Don't judge them by just one thing. Look deeper. Lift your minds higher. Look at the whole person. What are the good things about that person? Where can you love and support those good things in the person? And so then our prayers start to change. Instead of asking the Lord to change them, we're asking the Lord to change us. We're asking the Lord to give us the strength so that we can mend that relationship. Lord, give me the courage to approach that person. Give me the understanding to see where they are and why they said what they said. And then we can take those prayers with us as we go and interact with that person, as we try and mend things, as we build bridges, as we seek to understand, as we try and fix what is broken. So we can pray for others. And we should pray for others. Those that we love and those that are our enemies. Why? Because we are the Lord's hands and feet. We are the Lord's hands and feet. We are the pathway through which the things of heaven, the compassion, the love, the care is given to other people. With our enemies, it's harder. It takes a lot more commitment. It takes a lot more trust in the Lord. It takes a lot more introspection to open up our minds to see where we have gone wrong. And what are those things that I can pray for to help mend bridges? But there's more. There's more to praying for others than just that. And if that wasn't enough of a challenge, here's something else to think about. One of the things I say fairly often is an important starting point for our spiritual growth is realizing we are spiritual beings in natural bodies. We have a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in this world. Okay? We all are aware of that, but we forget that sometimes, and we forget how that plays into our life. And it plays an important part in our prayer life. How? I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. You can follow along in your pew cards. We're reading the first reading there from Divine Providence, or how the Lord provides, how the Lord governs things. We all have spirits present with us who are feeling the way we are. Okay. If we have a spirit, that spirit is in the spiritual world among other spirits. Okay. If we have a spirit, it's in the spiritual world, it is among other spirits, but among other spirits that are of the same love, the same feelings. There are evil spirits with us when we feel drawn towards something that is evil, the way evil spirits are. For example, anger. Okay, that anger is not from heaven. Anger is from hell. When we are feeling angry, spirits around us who are also feeling angry are attracted to us. But the opposite is also true. When there are good spirits with us, when we feel drawn towards something that is good, the way good spirits are. So when we are feeling joyful, when we are feeling happy, when we are feeling loved, when we're feeling content, then around us in the spiritual world, unconscious to us, we are surrounded by spirits of the same feeling. Okay? There is a natural world that we are aware of, and there's the spiritual world around our spirits, around our soul, that is also affecting us. It is through the spiritual world, through our spirit, that we receive life in this world. If the life that we are feeling in this world is one of anger and frustration, then the life that is around us in the spiritual world is anger and frustration. If the life that we're feeling in this body at the moment is one of love and contentment, then around our soul are those that are in the same feeling. So how does this relate to prayer? How do we bring this idea, this knowledge that there are spirits around our spirit, how do we bring that into the context of prayer? I want to read to you from the book Secrets of Heaven. Thought itself also brings about presence. Okay, we're talking about in the spiritual world. For a person who is in one's thought appears and is, so to speak, present before one's inward sight. If we have a loved one somewhere else in South Africa, or we have someone in another part of the world, or if we have someone who has passed on and is in heaven, thought brings about their presence. Just as we can imagine when we think about someone in this world, we can picture them. Right? They're there in our minds. We can see them. We can imagine how they are feeling. We can imagine how they are acting. Right? They're present there right in our minds. As to our souls, let me read. In the next life, this is what happens in actual effect. For when anyone there thinks intently about another person, that person comes to stand present there. So that it is that friends are brought together there and enemies too. In the next life, or in the spiritual world, thought brings that person's presence. There is no time, there is no space. It is outside of this natural creation. And so when you think about someone, they are there. They are drawn to us. We are drawn to them. Our spirits are drawn together. So if we are in a state of love and compassion for that person, and we're praying to the Lord and our thoughts are about that person, our souls are drawn together through the thought. If we are in a state of love and compassion and caring, then that person's soul is drawn into that sphere of love and compassion and caring. If we are in a state of anger and frustration, and we're thinking about another person, we are drawing that person's soul into that sphere of anger and frustration. And we are affecting people. We are affecting people as to their souls. We don't think about this. We don't think about this. So if in our prayers, if we are praying out of love, we are praying for the Lord to help me, help them. But if it's done from love, then as to our souls are coming together and we are influencing them in a loving, powerful way as to their souls. If we are praying out of anger, if we are praying out of selfishness, what sort of sphere are we bringing their soul into? Is that going to help our relationship? Is that going to help us feel better about each other? So the more work I can do on myself as I pray for someone who is my enemy, the more I can change my attitude towards them, the more I can let go of the hurt and the pain, the more I can work with the Lord to bring a love into that prayer so that I'm not only going out with strength and courage to fix that relationship, but I am affecting them as to their soul in a positive way. Prayer for others is powerful. Prayer is about praying for our earthly needs. Prayer is about praying to the Lord for His heavenly qualities to equip us with His heavenly qualities. And prayer is to be taken with us as we go out into our relationships with other people. And prayer also affects each other spiritually. as to our souls. And so as we pray for others, as we pray for our community, as we pray for our nation, as we pray for the world, where are those prayers coming from? Are they coming from a hurtful heart? Are they coming from a selfish heart, wanting people to change, wanting people to understand, wanting people to see things my way? Or are we praying from a heart of love? Are we working on ourselves with the Lord so that we can be the change that we want to see? We've all heard that. Be the change that you want to see. If you want to see others comforted and supported, then pray for those qualities that you might be the comfort and support for other people. If you want peace and understanding for people in the country, pray for that for yourself, that you might go out and be that for other people. I want to end today with a reading from the book Secrets of Heaven. It's the last one there. Love binds us together. It's love that binds us together. And when the love of what is good and true is present in each individual, everyone shares that which is coming from the Lord, so that the Lord is the one who is binding everyone together. The love of what is good and true is called love to the neighbor. For the neighbor is one with whom good and the accompanying truth are present. We are the neighbor when we are praying for what is good and true from the Lord. And then the Lord sends us out to be that good and truth in this world. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you in prayer, and we bring with all the worries, all the needs of our life in this world. And Lord, you hear those prayers. You draw us to you through those prayers. But Lord, we also know that you want us to lift our minds up to what is eternal, what is everlasting, what is heavenly. And Lord, as we think about others in our prayers, may you help us see what we can do for others, how we can be a piece of heaven in another person's life, how we can bring the joy and happiness of heaven into someone's life who is feeling down. Lord, we thank you that we can talk to you in prayer, and we thank you for the answers that you give us from heaven, and we thank you that you have given to us a wonderful mind and an amazing body that allows us to take what you give and to go out and be your hands and feet in this world, taking with us the truth and the good that you teach, and share that with others in our life, that we might bring a piece of heaven, the qualities of heaven, into this world that brings the joy, that brings the peace, that brings contentment from you. Lord, we thank you for all that you give. We thank you that we are able to approach you in prayer and ask for earthly needs, but more importantly, for heavenly needs. And in this way, we help bring your heaven to earth. Amen. May the Lord give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Amen.